It's Staycation Destinations on Family Life. On today's trip, we visit Almost an Island. Each week, all summer long, we will map out a unique opportunity for you to discover somewhere unique in our two states, fairly close to home and affordable. I'm Greg Gillespie, and today our staycation destination takes us to the extreme northwest corner of Pennsylvania.
Hello, everybody. My name is John Laskos, and I'm an environmental education specialist for Presque Isle State Park.
What are the highlights of being there?
Even though we're not a camping park, we are a day use park. We are open all year round. And there are things to do in every season on this park. People come here in the summer to go picnic on the beach or swim in Lake Erie, hike on our interior trails. In the fall, there's fall foliage to see. In the wintertime, there's cross-country skiing and snowshoeing. And all throughout the year, no matter what month it is, there's always some form of wildlife to view. Whether it's the spring and fall migration or watching some of the deer on the park or looking for a coyote on the park or a fox. People can find any number of things to do on Presque Isle if they simply stop at the Tom Ridge Center and ask people at the front desk for some advice and some ideas of what to do. I'm sure they'll have a great time.
What do people need to know about coming into Presque Isle State Park? Are there admission costs?
No, there are no fees to join or to come onto the park. I know some neighboring states have fees to go into their parks, but Pennsylvania, so far, we don't charge people to visit our state parks.
John, you wanted to remind our listeners that we still have a couple weeks of one of your popular summer programs.
Well, currently, we still have our pontoon boat program in operation, and that runs from Memorial Day to Labor Day. And people can take advantage of riding on the pontoon boat Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. And there's three rides each day, one ride at 9, one ride at 10:30, and one ride at 12:30. People need to be at the pontoon boat station 15 minutes prior to the start of the ride in order to sign up. And it's about an hour-long ride throughout the lagoon system with a person doing some narration and talking about the scenery and the park history. It's a very popular program, one of our most popular programs.
How many people go on that during the summer?
I know there's been between 4,000 and 5,000 people we get to take on a ride on the pontoon boat.
The people who come on this, it can be all kinds of folks from retired couples to families with young kids.
Families, adults, children, elderly people, retirees, and anybody. The boat's capable of taking on a couple of wheelchairs, too.
And again, this goes through the week after Labor Day. That Saturday will be the last day.
September 10 would be the last day.
Now, just because we get back into the school year, there are many things to see at Presque Isle State Park near Erie. What is on your September calendar?
For September, on September 7th, we have a monarch butterfly biology and tagging event. And this is where people come to the park and experience community science. They get involved in capturing, tagging, and releasing the wild monarch butterflies. We'll also learn a little bit about their biology and their life cycle, too. We need to have you register by calling the park office. Another popular program is our Adopt-A-Beach program. We usually run this one from May to October every season on a particular Saturday each month. So September's Saturday is the 23rd. And people meet at 9 o'clock a.m. at the AAUW Pavilion, which is right next door to the Trek, the Tom Ridge Environmental Center. You meet us there at 9 o'clock, and you sign in, and we'll give you bags and gloves and send you on your way down to the park to clean a particular beach. And this has been a pretty popular program. I get anywhere between 30 to 80 people each Saturday who come out to the park to donate their time and help keep the park clean. Something really exciting that we're doing at the end of September is a cast iron cook-off. This is going to be a competition between three state parks. Pymatuning, Moraine, and Presque Isle are going to go head-to-head in cast iron cooking. And we need people to come and take part so you can be a judge and enjoy tasting the food that represents each park. So that ought to be a really fun event. And that one you have to register and pay a $20 fee to come see that one.
Our staycation destination guest is John Laskos, who is one of the education specialists at Presque Isle State Park in Northwest Pennsylvania. For generations, people have been coming to Presque Isle, but one of the newest parts of that area is the Tom Ridge Environmental Center. It's named after the longtime congressman, governor, and the first ever federal Homeland Security director. For those who haven't been there yet, introduce us to the Tom Ridge Environmental Center.
The Tom Ridge Environmental Center was completed in 2006, and it's really been the gateway to Presque Isle State Park. They get to see displays that depict how the park was formed, some of the wildlife and the plants living on the park. There's displays that are constantly changed out. Right now, there's one about wetlands. And another popular thing people like to do when they come here is go up the tower and up onto the balcony that overlooks the surrounding area. They get a beautiful view of the lake. They can see Waldemere from up there. There's any number of things for people to do in the building before they head down to the park.
Thank you to John Laskos for giving us a tour of the Presque Isle State Park at Erie, Pennsylvania. John is one of the environmental education specialists for the Department of Natural Resources in the state of Pennsylvania. We started saying that we would take you to almost an island. We really did. If you take Presque Isle out of the French into English, it is almost an island. The peninsula sticks some 5 miles out into Lake Erie after a very narrow entrance to that peninsula. Listen each Friday all summer long on the air and online for staycation destinations. You can hear these Family Life features on our news podcast page. And each week we post a bonus tidbit about a different unique location with our online side trip suggestions. I'm Greg Gillespie. Thanks for listening. Buckle up and enjoy your journeys.